This is the Money Talks podcast with Michael Campbell.
Taxation's a big subject, no wonder. I mean, for most Canadians, it's our biggest single expense. Lots of talk about taxing the so-called 1% within the context that somehow they've done something wrong. I mean, that's why the term 1% is regularly used as a pejorative, as if working longer hours or having extensive training, in-demand skills, or the courage and determination to start your own business is a bad thing. Because those are the overriding characteristics of the people who make up the 1%, people who make over $266,000 per year. I mean, we've got sales taxes, property taxes, we pay taxes on dividends on stocks and taxes on interest on bonds and savings account that were all bought with after-tax money. So if a person pays their income tax, then with the money left over buys a condo, for example. In BC, the government steps right in and demands a property purchase tax. The condo owner then pays property taxes every year, and after that, he or she decides to rent it out and then is taxed on the rent received. In other words, government takes a cut every step of the way. But for some, that's still not enough, especially in BC, where homes valued over $3 million are also paying what's called a new school tax, which in reality is just a wealth tax because it has nothing to do with the homeowner's income. In many cases, the homeowners bought the home decades ago with after-tax dollars. They paid their taxes already, and they continue to pay property taxes every year. They pay every other expense along the way, but the government doesn't take any of that into account and simply says, pay more, regardless of your income. And if that forces some people to sell their homes, well, the answer is so what? Instead, you know, if you'd taken your after-tax income and spent it on alcohol or fancy cars or lavish vacations instead of a home, the government wouldn't be coming after you for more. No, you made a prudent decision to use your savings to buy a home, and you know what? They're going to make you pay. My name is Mike Campbell. Join me Saturday for Money Talks.
Subscribe to the Money Talks with Michael Campbell podcast for free at Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you get your on-demand audio. For the complete show, daily podcasts, and more.